Praised be Jesus and Mary. In Christ dwells the whole fullness of the deity bodily, and you share in this fullness in him. This is a great mystery of the faith that we do well to stop, to reflect upon, and in a way, in a certain way, we do well to piously rejoice in and piously even boast of. Why can we do that? Because it's a mystery of faith that we in no way have deserved, and we in no way deserve to participate in either. The fact that in Christ, in our Lord, dwells the fullness of the deity bodily, and we share in this fullness in him. It's a gift that we as Christians have received. It's a gift that we should recognize, rejoice in, boast of, insofar as it's a pure gift, and seek to make others sharers in as well. And when St. Paul says that in Christ dwells the fullness of the deity bodily, he speaks of that mystery of faith that the early centuries of Christianity sought to understand. And this mystery is sometimes expressed by that expression called the hypostatic union, which means that in Christ, in that one divine person, the second person of the Holy Trinity, there is a perfect union of man and God, of the human and of the divine nature. In the one person, two natures united together. And precisely because they are united perfectly, true God and true man, in that one divine person, that union makes Christ the one and only mediator between God and men. The one and the only mediator between God and men. It's a mercy, it's a grace that we have come to know Christ and we are sharers in his fullness and we go to him as our mediator. It's a grace that we should seek to share with others. Because it's precisely because, I repeat, man and God in this one person of Christ are truly united that there can be a mediation, that gap can be bridged and is bridged in Christ. Christ came to share in everything that is ours and everything that is human except sin, so as to make us sharers in everything that is his and everything that is divine, make us sharers in his divine nature, true children by adoption. And it's in this mediation that all other mediations are inserted. It's to this mediator that Our Lady, our mediatrix, leads us and takes us and guides us. And we need to pray to her, to our mediatrix, to lead us to this one true mediator and to lead all mankind to him as well, so that in him we might have a share in his fullness, might have a share in that divinity that he wants us to be sharers of, to be true children of God, and in him to have victory over sin and to have life and eternal life. Praised be Jesus and Mary.